from Radio Row at the Super Bowl in Indianapolis, Indiana. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And we welcome you from Radio Row, Super Bowl 46 in Indianapolis. Vic Carucci for the next hour. Got a stacked show for you tonight, as we've had pretty much every night since this thing began. Rich Eisen from NFL Network's going to join us. We're going to have Scott Fujita, Browns linebacker, checking in with us, and a very good cause that he's involved in that we'll just tell you about, with a former teammate that he had in New Orleans. But quite a story behind that one. Herm Edwards, the former NFL coach, former NFL player, longtime friend of yours truly, and of course he's an analyst for ESPN, will be with us as well. And then we're going to have a visit from somebody really fun, Frank Caliendo. You know him, of course, from Fox Sports. He's a comedian and actually married a Lorraine girl. That's his wife's from Lorraine, Ohio. And Frank is a lot. We'll learn that in the course of talking with him. Again, among the many celebrities and folks, actors, comedians, wandering around Radio Row here in Indianapolis on this show. We take your questions, of course, via the Browns official Facebook page and Twitter page, and you submit those to us, to me. It's driven by Liberty Ford. Steven asks, how interested are the Browns in using that fourth pick on Justin Blackmon? If they do not want to spend that high of a pick on a wide receiver, do you see them taking any of the big-name receivers early in the draft, or is it more than likely they'll chase one in free agency and keep the picks for other positions? I'd say, Steven, all of the above is possible, including, you know, using that fourth on Blackmon, the talent that he is. It's a little high for me, for my taste for a receiver, but as the process continues, as the research goes on, you know, they may conclude that that's the right way to go with a guy of his magnitude, of his talent. And I do see receiver being addressed in the draft, even if it's not that high, with 9 picks and the possibility of getting more if they do it in any trading. And you know what? I think free agency is another possible venue that they will utilize to bring in a wide receiver. So I could see all of the above. And great observation and question on your part, Stephen. Really put a lot of thought into that. In a couple of minutes, we are going to have a conversation with Rich Eisen from NFL Network. He will be joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Radio Row at Super Bowl 46 in Indianapolis. Stick around on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Tips for tax season provided by Liberty Ford. 1. Receive your tax return. 2. Go to any Liberty Ford location. 3. Find the pre-owned vehicle that fits your needs. 4. Get approved with Liberty's guaranteed financing. 5. Drive home in your new vehicle. It's that simple. Visit LibertyFord.com to search hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, all makes and models, with special internet pricing, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Benson, Maple Heights, Brunswick,
get your Valentine a gift that will set them apart. Come to Verizon for the new 4G LTE Droid Razor by Motorola 16GB. Now in black, white, and purple. The perfect color for Valentine's Day. Choose any color Droid Razor 16GB for only $199.99. Visit any Verizon store, vzw.com/valentine, or call 1-800-256-4646. Verizon. Requires new 2-year activation and data pack. Early termination and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Be one of the first 15,000, and you'll get a $25 voucher toward dinner, too. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
These days, who isn't on a budget? Whether it's a ramen noodles every night budget, a cut back on your cable channels budget, or how in the world am I ever going to put my kids through college budget, Allstate has something just for you. The Allstate Value Plan. It's their most affordable car insurance, and it still comes with an Allstate agent. Plus, the Value Plan includes Allstate Easy Pay, so you can stay on top of your payments without even thinking about it. The Allstate Value Plan. It's the kind of car insurance that fits any kind of budget. It's Allstate for all.
There's an Allstate policy for everyone. Why not see how much you can save with the Allstate Value Plan? Find an agent near you at allstate.com today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Allstate Value Plan. Dollar for dollar. Nobody protects you like Allstate.
My game plan for big game entertaining? Sam's Club.
Member Casey Harrison.
We save on all the snacks, all the drinks, even a sharp 60-inch LED TV. So on game day, the best seats in the house are going to be in my house.
Not a member? Start your new Sam's Club Plus membership now through February 5th and score extra points with a $20 gift card. Then make saving part of your game plan all year long.
Great prices, great selection, great party. In my book, that's a win-win-win.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford from Radio Row, Super Bowl 46 in Indianapolis. I've only said that word a zillion times since Monday, since we've been here all week long. We've got another day to go. This has really been kind of blowing by. It's been going by very quickly, but it's been fun. Really, really enjoying every bit of this, and I know you're going to enjoy this. This segment with Rich Eisen. It's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Happy to be joined right now by Rich Eisen from NFL Network. How you doing, man?
How are you, Vic? How you been?
I've been well, and you're speaking to our audience in Cleveland now.
Nice.
And I know you're very big there as a Midwestern guy, as a Michigan guy,
right.
But you don't.
I don't know how much they love me in Ohio. I don't know. You know, since I love to bash the Buckeyes as much as I possibly can. I'm a Michigan man, at least. They you know, so they have to respect my hatred.
Right? It's coming from the heart. It's real.
It is coming from the heart.
So, Rich, Super Bowl, and a little different this year. I love this setup in Radio Row, where your big set always takes up the middle of the room, the NFL Network set. But now you've invited spectators to kind of watch this. What kind of a new dynamic is that?
Well, it's the commissioner, basically, and wanting to make sure that the fan comes first and the fan gets more access, and fans can't get enough of access. I mean, we had 7,000 fans at Media Day yesterday who were given a radio, essentially, and decided to channel, tune to whatever channels, whatever podiums they wanted to listen to, and I think it was a raging success. I think you're going to see more of that moving forward. And now there are fans just strolling around here, and I don't know. I mean, they're basically seeing people conduct radio interviews, but they're also sitting there and seeing Warren Sapp sit on the set and talk to Bettis, and they see this firsthand, first up, and, you know, take pictures and maybe get an autograph. They're seeming to enjoy the experience, and that's what it's all about. Right?
Little by little, pulling the curtain back to really let people kind of see what we always sort of saw as a, whatever it was. It was a behind the scenes inner sanctum. The mystique maybe disappears a little bit, but that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Right. No, it's what everybody craves is access. And, you know, that's what my job for 8 years with NFL Network has been, is to take everybody from their couch and put them in my shoes and be on the fly on the wall with me.
8 years into this with you, and I was part of it from year one and watching it grow, but what are some of your impressions on how this has evolved, where the NFL took on its own network and had its own voice, and a lot of people that had a lot of different perspectives on wondering how it would be. Hey, this is an NFL-owned thing. How objective, et cetera, et cetera. How has it worked out from your standpoint?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, you know, we're in our ninth Super Bowl, and for over 100 hours of live coverage here, and pretty much I think everybody, we've established ourselves as a game day presence also,
mm-hmm.
whether it's for Thursday night football or on Sundays. I think more and more people know to flip to us as soon as games are over for everything that they need. Reaction, analysis, highlights, entertaining, presentation of it. And I think that job is done. You know, we still have some distribution issues, certainly in the state of Ohio, certainly in the city of Cleveland, which
yep.
is sort of ridiculous. But, you know, I mean, Time Warner does whatever it wants to do, and fans in New York City know that first firsthand, and I dare say that people are missing out. I mean, you know, and Time Warner Cable is taking over, starting a play, you know, regional networks across the country, and are going to be charging quite a bit of money for those places too. Certainly more money than what NFL Network's offering. But at any rate, long story short is I think the state of the union. I don't know. I'm hoping that one day that Time Warner and the network will be partners. I think that will happen.
Rich, the Super Bowl matchup and how you see it as two. I mean, to me, I know we would have been excited about almost anything, but is this about as good as it gets?
Well, yeah. I mean, you've got two franchises who've won it before. It's a legacy game, and for the quarterbacks and for the coaches, and you don't get that too often where both are involved in it. And you've got two teams that know each other, played each other in Week 9. So, and each time they've played in recent years, the Giants have won on touchdown passes with a minute to go, less than 30 seconds even. So that's what you're looking for, is an exciting contest between two closely matched, well-matched teams, and it's exciting. You know, I'm looking forward to finally playing it. You know, it's Wednesday already,
yeah.
And I'm ready to roll, but we got a lot more time to wait.
Rich Eisen of NFL Network joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Radio Row at Super Bowl 46. Rich, the other part of this game, and it's not lacking in personalities, but it somewhat lacks in personality, because the Bill Belichick and Tom Coughlin way is to keep that out of the process, and keep this thing just about football. Although Belichick seemed to be a little more personable in his media dealings.
Yeah,
so
he was definitely expansive in his answers and talking about the history. But you mean, that's his wheelhouse when you talk about the Giants and the Parcells years and his love of that organization. I mean, that's his wheelhouse, man. I mean, he really feels that way. You saw in our documentary this year of Football Life how moved he is when he remembers those years. And obviously, he and Coughlin shared 3 years together there. And he's the modern-day Lombardi. I mean, he really is. Lombardi's the only one ahead of him in terms of winning percentage of coaches who have coached him at least 10 postseason games.
Right.
And he could touch Lombardi Trophy 4 times, which, you know, matches Chuck Knoll, and you're getting up there. I mean, he's only Don Shula's ahead of him in terms of Super Bowl appearances. I mean,
right.
We're talking all-timers here now. So he's been a little bit more engaging, I guess, with the media, but it's not their job, I guess, to make it entertaining. Obviously, it's our job to do that, right? So with us, you know, we're just trying to get to game day, man. You know, that's what we're trying to do with as much analysis as possible. But we already hit a lot of this in Week 9. We talked about it last week too.
Sure.
I mean, it comes down to which quarterback can stay upright and who's going to make the plays. That's pretty much it.
Gronk's a fun subject.
And sure.
I've known him since he was a kid. You know, he went to school from grade school on with my younger daughter. So we have a great familiarity with the whole family, the Gronkowskis. Fun to see him here, and he brings some personality, and he also brings some intrigue with is he wearing a boot, is he not wearing the boot,
right.
This whole ankle story, that's really all we got about it.
In terms of injury,
yeah.
You know, and last year it was Freeney was in that
right.
role, so but I'm glad that's why there's a bye week. You know, I mean, that's why I like the bye week, because we should get everybody on even footing with all their bullets in the chamber. That's what fans deserve. That's what this game deserves.
Sure.
And I hope Gronkowski can get as close to 100% as possible, because that is something that the Patriots have utilized and has been their bread and butter all year. And I hope he can go. I know Giant fans are hoping he's not 100%. That might help with the matchups that he seems to exploit, and Belichick and Brady and O'Brien seem to exploit so well.
Big picture, we're here and this game's being played, but it Richard, wasn't that long ago where we had this lockout hell, where we went through this offseason of doubt, and I could see the pain in your face when I watched you on
that
NFL Network. That was terrible. When you, maybe you don't reflect much on that, but if you do, to go from that to this, this is kind of a nice, strong way to rebound.
Right. It's great, and the year was as expected. I mean, the first game was so exciting between the Saints and the Packers, and came down to the last play, and then we saw so many fourth quarter comebacks this year. I don't know what the exact number is, but it was a record number at one point.
Right.
You saw the emergence of somebody like Tim Tebow, who was so popular at the collegiate level, and people were clamoring for him to get the start in Denver. They turned to him when they have no other choice in their mind, and what he turned into was really just a fun ride for all of us to follow. On top of that, the whole season we watched the Packers be undefeated for as long as they were undefeated, and the whole time we're thinking we're going to see an NFC Championship game rematch between the Saints and Packers, that game one would be the same matchup as the penultimate game in the NFC, and instead the championships between two teams that knocked both of them off.
Right.
And one of them being an unexpected Cinderella story in San Francisco, and another being a 9-win Giant team nobody expected. And the Patriots are back in again, and after a championship Sunday that was two very evenly matched teams that were as equally tough in the mental and physical department, and it just came down to mistakes. So this game, this Super Bowl game, is a lot to live up to based on what the season has been, based on obviously that no one wants the Super Bowl to be, you know, a game where you know the outcome essentially by third quarter.
Sure.
So, I don't ever want to go through that again. I don't plan to. It's awesome. It's great. And then what it means for the growth of the game and the interest of the game this year has been evident. You know, the numbers are off the charts. And I hope this game is just an extension of all what we've seen already.
Your Michigan loyalty notwithstanding,
thank
I
you,
know
sir.
Our Cleveland and Ohio fans are enjoying this conversation. Thank you so much for
the
time.
You got it, Vic. You take care.
He is Rich Eisen from NFL Network joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Radio Row Super Bowl 46 in Indianapolis. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Did you know that Liberty has been part of the local community for over 30 years and has five locations throughout Northeast Ohio that are close, convenient, and easy to find? With over 1,500 vehicles to choose from, guaranteed financing, and award-winning service departments in all locations, the Liberty experience is impossible to beat. Go to Liberty Ford today or visit libertyford.com.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to quick and take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retread, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food. Too quick to say
goodbye. At Discount Drug Mart, it's our goal to keep customers healthy and happy, and that means convenience when filling prescriptions. Discount Drug Mart welcomes all Express Scripts customers. Start saving today with our $1.99 generic prescription program, which includes diabetes, blood pressure, cholesterol, antibiotic medications, and more. If you're looking for a pharmacy that saves you time and money, visit Discount Drug Mart today.
Shopping Discount Drug Mart is quick and convenient, open every day, including holidays.
For the first time together in 10 years, Corona Light presents Kelly Chesney and Tim McGraw. Brothers of the Sun Tour, July 29th at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Plus, special guests, Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, and Jay Cohen, Kenny Chesney, Tim McGraw. Tickets are on sale now. Available at Ticketmaster.com or call 800-745-3000.
Imagine two identical cars. One has been continuously filled with low detergent gasoline. The other with BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, which can help it go a little farther between fill-ups than a car that continuously uses low detergent gas. Now imagine both cars driving down the highway. Which one could go a little farther? BP gasoline with Invigorate. Imagine that.
Resolve to make your year unbelievable with Applebee's under 550 calories menu. Indulge in our new roasted garlic sirloin grilled to perfection. Or try our new sizzling chili lime chicken or sizzling Asian shrimp and broccoli. They're packed full of flavor and give you the great taste you want with none of the trade-offs. Come taste for yourself. The unbelievable under 550 calories menu starting at just $9.99 and only at Applebee's.
If you're looking for a great night out, look no further than your neighborhood Applebee's. Now featuring half-price late-night appetizers and ice-cold drink specials. So gather up the gang and come on in. This is how the neighborhood does a night out. Only at Applebee's. There's no place like the neighborhood late night.
Looking for a late night place for great food, drinks, and fun? Meet your friends at Applebee's after 9 p.m. for half-price appetizers, $5.50 burgers at the bar, and lots of fun. See you at Applebee's late night. Say what you want. Say what you will. Say what you need to. Billboard Connection knows how to say it for you. Billboard Connection is the world's leading expert in helping you get the message out and let you be seen. They do it all when it comes to large format advertising. Billboards, buses, malls, and so much more. Big or small, they have the right solutions for you. Find them online at StarPointStudio.com along with all their partners. They're the answer for what you need to say. Billboard Connection can say it the right way. They're the exclusive branding partner of WKNR. And that says it all. Check them out at StarPointStudio.com. Today, and you can say it your way.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on location at the Super Bowl in Indianapolis, Indiana.
So happy to have you with us on this Thursday night as we talk Super Bowl 46 with you, football with you, Browns with you, everything that we can under the sun here. On Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. You can see Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw for the first time together in 10 years on July 29th at Cleveland Browns Stadium, plus special guests Grace Potter and the Nocturnals and Jay Gowen. Tickets are on sale now. They're available at Ticketmaster.com or by calling 1-800-745-3000. And this segment, a conversation with Browns linebacker Scott Fujita, it's driven by Liberty Ford. Well, we're so pleased right now to welcome by phone Scott Fujita to the show. Of course, Browns veteran linebacker. Scott, welcome by phone to the madness that is Radio Row at Super Bowl 46.
I can hear the madness in the background there, Vic. Hey, I appreciate you having me on the show.
And you get the advantage of doing this without people bumping into you and pulling you by the arm and all the other good things that the that current and former players and current and former coaches do when they wander through here. It's pretty nuts.
You know what? I got 2 4-year-olds in the other room, so they're going to be bumping and pulling on me here in a minute, too.
So, Scott, a very serious thing we want to address with you right off the bat, and it's a great idea and something that really says a lot about you as a person and your former Saints teammates supporting Steve Gleason, another former Saints who 13 months ago was diagnosed with ALS, and you and former Saints teammates have gotten together to support and help Steve with this in terms of medical costs and so forth. Explain that to us.
Well, and the funny thing is, it's not even just former Saints teammates. I mean, Steve is the kind of guy who just makes an impact on people. He made an impact on people and an impact on me long before this diagnosis, long before he ever did what I call the block punt heard around the world at the Superdome reopening back in 2006 after Hurricane Katrina. He's just a dynamic guy. When the announcement was made to friends and family last January, 13 months ago now, that he had ALS, obviously a lot of us were just floored. I lost my uncle to ALS 16 years ago, so I've seen up close and personal how aggressive this disease is, how challenging it is. It's just a brutal thing to have to go through, the degeneration of the whole body, really. It's tough. And knowing what he was going to have to go through, what his wife, Michelle, was going to have to go through in caring for him, it was a tough deal. But everyone has responded so well to it. The nationwide support has been really overwhelming. You mentioned the Saints teammates and all those who played with Steve. Obviously, they're close to him, and they want to do whatever they can to help. But nationwide, I mean, the Cleveland Browns, for instance, have been so supportive of this. When Steve announced his diagnosis last September, we were hosting an event for him down in New Orleans on a Monday after we played against the Dolphins. And I talked to Coach Shermer about it, and he excused me to go and be away from work for the day to go put on this event. And it's just so supportive. And that's really where we kind of started this whole team belief, and that was kind of the staging ground. The Browns have even donated some Super Bowl tickets from their allotment for a Team Gleason expedition that's taking place this weekend in Indianapolis, where Steve's bringing a patient with ALS from Louisiana to enjoy this year's Super Bowl. So, like I said, the support's been everywhere. It's been overwhelming, and we totally appreciate it.
That's a beautiful thing. Like you said, it just crosses over lines of not just the Saints thing, but the Browns thing and an NFL thing, and guys like yourself being behind Steve and his family, just so huge. And you talk about the punt block heard around the world. And I was at that game in Atlanta, the reopening of the Superdome after Katrina. It was such an emotional event, and the crowd was so charged. And it just took a play like that, really, just to spark it, right, Scott? You could feel the palpable sense of what that meant to the outcome of the game.
Oh, no doubt about it. You know, that whole offseason, it was the first year after Katrina. We really didn't know what we had. You know, there's a bunch of ragtag guys who came from all over the place joining a group that had just been displaced for the year after Hurricane Katrina. New coaching staff, a lot of new players. Didn't even have a building to play in until literally a day or two before that Monday Night Football game. I mean, the paint was still drying, and the suites were just getting completed and everything else. So that game and that play and Steve as a person, you know, I always say there's really no one person or play that's more symbolic of the city's rebirth and recovery than that. You know, it's really cemented Steve as kind of an icon in the city. And really, for a while there, it kind of made that team the adopted, you know, team of the country for that season.
Scott Fujita, our guest, Browns linebacker, joining us by phone as we broadcast from Radio Row at Super Bowl 46 in Indianapolis. Scott, you've been through this Super Bowl experience, of course, with the Saints when they beat the Colts. And you know all that's involved with the attention, the distraction, I guess, is the best way to put it. The media responsibilities and really being part of something with that is so unlike almost anything else, everything else that you can do as a player. Walk us through what that process was like, because it wasn't that long ago for you.
You know, I had a blast. I enjoyed the whole experience. I think there's really two ways to approach that whole week. I think some guys like to go in, live it up, and really soak it all in, and that's kind of what I did. You know, I came from a college program where we didn't win a whole lot of games, and I never even sniffed a bowl game. So for me, that was just a huge event. And also, you look at it where this is the first time in your career where you get to experience that, and it might end up being the last time you experience that. So you got to take advantage of it. Then I think there's other guys who really want to sequester themselves, lock themselves away, and just focus on the game. And I get that part of it, too. But to me, if you're there, you got to have a good time, enjoy it. Because when it comes game time, it's all about the fun. And I tell people this all the time when they say, what do you remember most about the Super Bowl? For me, it was just a bunch of guys running around on the field like it was recess. You know, all the aches and pains you had all the season,
right,
just suddenly, you know, it just vanished. And it's like you found the fountain of youth, and you're running around having a good time like a bunch of kids at the ballpark. It's just a great experience.
Not all the players participating in this game have had the experience of playing in it previously, but some have, and a couple of very key ones being Tom Brady of the Patriots, Eli Manning of the Giants. As you look at it from a linebacker's perspective, a defensive perspective, Scott, what do you see from how these two guys manage, you know, will manage this as the enormity of the game, and then slash, you know, what they do as respective offenses that have been so explosive in the passing game this year?
Well, both of those guys are just about as cool as it gets, and Brady and Eli now. I mean, both of them are battle tested. They've been there before. They're both clicking right now and playing extremely well. I've been so impressed with Eli, you know, this whole season, especially in the playoffs, and watching some of the licks he took against the Niners and just getting up and competing play after play after play. I'm so impressed with him. So, you know, both offenses are challenged to play up, you know, to face up against, but it's going to be a good matchup. Defensively, honestly, I probably wouldn't have given the Patriots a shot to even compete in the playoffs 6 or 7 weeks ago, but as they always do, somehow they find a way to compete. Bill Belichick, he finds a way to game plan opponents, and they just get the job done. So it's hard to ever bet against them, but Eli's clicking pretty well right now with his guys too.
Scott, your season ended way too soon with the broken hand, and the season was way too disappointing, of course, for everybody with just the 4 wins. How do you look upon where things are with this Browns team going forward?
I feel good about where we are going forward. Last season clearly wasn't good enough. I mean, to win four games is disappointing. You can make every excuse in the world, you know, for the lockout, new players, new coaches, all that kind of stuff. Bottom line is we didn't play well enough. And like you said, Vic, you know, for me to end the season early, it was disappointing. You know, I was feeling pretty good all season long, too, until that point, and busted my hand up pretty bad. But I'm feeling pretty good, rehabbing every day. And I'll be just fine. So for us now, it's about coming together. It's about taking advantage of this offseason and really taking the time with the guys to get to know each other better, to dive into the playbook offensively and defensively, and just grind, because to be able to compete in this division, which, as we all know, is the toughest division of football these days, we're going to have to improve a lot, and it's going to take work to get there.
Yeah, and that linebacking core, I have to say, you guys, defense as a whole, upheld it pretty well, and they did do a solid job overall and really filling in for you and having Chris Gokhan move to your spot. But nonetheless, you were undermanned pretty much the whole way and really had to fight through that. So that in itself, I think, is encouraging from the defensive perspective.
Yeah, I think we got a solid group of guys on defense, a lot of young talent. You know, DeBlo Jackson, I think, is the centerpiece of it all. I'm so happy for him and the season he had to get the recognition he did. So I'm hopeful, I'm confident we'll get him back, because I want to keep playing with this guy. I mean, he's going to be one of those names in this league, a premier linebacker in this league, and I'm just so happy for him. So he's the centerpiece. We just got to keep building around him and getting better and better.
Well, Scott, I want to give you one more shout-out here on Steve Gleason, because you're trying to help out a former teammate. And as you said, you got the cooperation not only of former teammates from the Saints, where you played with Steve, but some Browns folks as well. How can people help? Is there anything people can do from the outside?
Absolutely. If people want to learn more about ALS, learn more about Steve's story, and learn about kind of what we're doing and some of the events that are on the horizon, you can go to the website for Team Gleason. It's teamgleason.org. You can also follow Steve on Twitter. It's @team_Gleason. Like I said, a lot of neat stuff on the horizon. I already talked about Steve being such an adventurous guy. There's going to be a lot of that in the works in the future. So it's a fun thing to be a part of. And the one thing I keep saying is that this really does transcend football. It transcends this disease. It's really about, you know, human connection, the human spirit. It's about inspiration. And, you know, one of the things I always say almost jokingly is that, you know, there's a reason that the Oprah Winfrey Show became a daytime appointment television for 25 years. And that's because people want to be inspired. And that's what I think Team Gleason is doing for people, and that's why people are responding so well to this.
That's great stuff, Scott. Very, very happy that you're part of this. I don't expect anything less, but God bless you for doing it, and your buddies for helping out a man and a family in need. We'll look forward to talking with you again very soon down the line.
Thanks so much, Vic. Have a good time this weekend.
All right. That is Scott Fujita, Browns linebacker, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Radio Row at Super Bowl 46 in Indianapolis. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Behind the wheel of your new Ford and save at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Right now, you can lease three of the best-selling fuel-efficient Fords for only $169 a month. Select from hundreds of Focuses, Fusions, and Escapes for just $169. That's right, Focus, Fusion, and Escape, all for only $169 a month. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take them.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our Revved Up Loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retread, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take them.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Guys, it's Jake from Jake's Garage, and it's that time of year all men dread.
Valentine's Day.
Thanks, honey. Jake's Garage is here to help you sweep your Valentine off her feet this year. Buy your Valentine a set of tires at Jake's, and we'll give you a free bottle of wine from the old wine cellar and a dozen roses from the cutting garden. Jake's Garage will take care of your sweetie's car.
And she will love the wine and roses.
So come on down to Jake's Garage at the corner of Route 252 and Sprague Road in beautiful Columbia Station.
Where love is in the air.
It's so cold out. I can't wait for vacation this summer.
Tell me about it. That's why I've decided to get LASIK at LASIK Plus before we hit the beach. I'm really looking forward to getting buried in the sand and swimming with the kids because I could get rid of glasses and contacts.
I know. You might get 20/20 vision like many LASIK Plus patients. And Dr. Thomas has done over 19,000 procedures.
And it's totally affordable, takes just minutes, and it could completely change my life.
Just think how amazing snorkeling will be now that 20/20 vision is a possibility.
For your free LASIK exam, call 855-300-2020 or visit AskLASIKPlus.com. A financing offer is guaranteed. Why wait another day? Use your tax refund and flex spending account to make LASIK fit your budget. 20/20 vision could be just around the corner. Call 855-300-2020 and schedule your LASIK exam today. 20/20 vision is not guaranteed. Like any medical procedure, there are risks and complications. Visit AskLASIKPlus.com for information.
And we're back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford from Radio Row at Super Bowl 46 in Indianapolis. Browns fans, deposits for 2012 season tickets and club level memberships are now being accepted. To place your deposit today, you call 440-824-3434 or you visit clevelandbrowns.com. And this visit and it's a segment. We're visiting with Herm Edwards, ESPN analyst. That's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. We're joined by former NFL coach, former NFL player, current ESPN analyst, Herm Edwards. How you doing, Herm?
I'm doing great. I really am. This week, obviously, a lot of excitement in Indianapolis, and they're a fantastic host. I mean, what they've done here, everything is orchestrated pretty close. Everything is really close where people can get around and be involved in the activities. But as a fan and a guy that watches a lot of football, by tomorrow, you want this thing to kick off. I mean, sure. There's enough talk now. You know, we've analyzed everything we can analyze. And the great thing about football, the players get to play.
Right.
They don't have to pay attention to that. They will control what happens in this football game.
Sure. And you've been through this process as a player as well. So you know it is about and if anybody emphasized the point of blocking it all out, Dick Vermeil pretty much did that when you were in New Orleans.
Yeah, he did. And I thought when Dick did it again, he realized we might have been too tight, too much information overload.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes can get you. I can remember going in the room and watching the late night news on Monday and Tuesday. I'm looking on television. I said, "What? That's the Raiders. They're downtown. They're on Bourbon Street. They're having a good time."
And you were in your room.
I was in the room. I said, "This is not good, boys.
Super Bowl.
This ain't good."
John Matuszak and the boys were
having a good time. Now,
Herm Edwards, you guys were just sitting there.
We were information overloading it, brother.
Drinking milk and
eating
cookies. You're as a defensive guy.
Yeah.
As a guy who's rooted in defense. Is it a little offensive to your senses that the two teams playing this game, especially the Patriots, statistically don't have such good defenses?
They don't number-wise, but the real number is 21 points a game. That's what they average, giving up. And that's important. In the playoffs, they've given up 30 points in two games. That's about 15.
Mm-hmm.
That helps. Now, when you have a quarterback that allows you to play with a two-score lead, that helps you. But, you know, I mean, they play how they play. Their strength is their offense. Obviously, they played better versus the run against the Ravens. I think Vince Wilfork was the key to that. And they have to do that against the Giants because if the Giants can play two-handed, if they can run the football, it opens the play-action passing, and then you got problems. Because these receivers, the Giants have Cruz, Manningham, Hakeem Nicks are dynamic. They can make big plays, and Eli Manning is hot. So I think that poses a problem for New England if they allow that to happen. On the flip side of it, obviously, for their defense, New England, they got to get off the field on third down.
Sure.
That's the big down. It happened to them in Super Bowl 42. First drive, Giants go 16 plays, take 9 minutes off the clock, and it ended up being a 9-possession game rather than a 12-possession game.
Right.
And that's not good. You keep Tom Brady on the sideline. So third down will be big, will be huge for New England's defense.
And when we look at the Giants' defense and that front four, that ability to rotate seven guys, and I know how you feel about that. You and I have talked through the years. That's really kind of the key to keeping this thing going, right? Fresh bodies but talented guys who can get to the quarterback.
Yeah, and I wouldn't allow them to get to those fresh bodies. This Nassau group, this NASCAR group, I call them NASCAR,
right.
NASCAR. I would go no huddle. I wouldn't allow him to substitute. I'll go no huddle.
Okay.
Make them play nickel. Ben Jarvis Green, run the ball against their nickel package.
Yeah.
Keep them on the football field. So you wear them down early in this game, so in the fourth quarter,
it's going
to come down the fourth quarter.
Right.
Fourth quarter.
Right.
Okay. Now they can't rush you. They're tired.
Yeah.
And when you want to throw it down the field, you have the ability, because formation-wise, you can bring them in, play action pass, protect the quarterback with six or seven players, run two or three guys out. You protect the quarterback.
Sure.
But you don't allow them to substitute.
Okay.
That's when they're at their best.
Right.
When they can substitute those defensive linemen, they're very agile, very versatile. And what you don't want them to do, during the course of the game, they figure out the matchups they want because of the substitution packages, and then they attack it that way. So that would be a way to keep those guys away from the quarterback.
Okay. No, and the Pats are more than capable of doing that.
Absolutely.
That's their thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
Herman Edwards joining us. He is, of course, an ESPN analyst, but you also know that he was a former NFL player, former NFL coach, longtime friend of mine. I covered him way back in the day with the Philadelphia Eagles, so we got a lot of years with us. Herman, the other thing is in looking at the at Eli Manning and the storyline of Peyton Manning, and I guess you can't mention the word Manning without the Peyton thing coming up. And as a backdrop to this game in this town, in Manning's town, Peyton Manning's town, is football in danger of losing anything? I mean, do you worry that if he doesn't play, and I know there's reports that he could come back and do it, but what's your sense of whether he comes back and play, and how does it impact the league if he doesn't?
Well, I hope that he's able to play, whether it's here or somewhere else. I actually think if he plays, he's not going to be here. It hurts football. You're talking about a great quarterback. You know, our game is better when you have great quarterback play on any team.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't, you suffer.
Mm-hmm.
You really do. It's just the game gets a little bit out of whack, you know, and I just think quarterback play is essential. This guy's a Hall of Fame quarterback. What he's done for this city, the Colts alone, that's why there's a Super Bowl here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not by accident. It's by what Peyton Manning has done.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
And along with the team. But it's, you know, I mean, what he's done and how he's handled himself in the league as a professional football player goes without being said. That's why I'm hoping and praying that he's going to be able to come back.
A lot of coaching changes, or was it about what you expected?
That's what you expect. I mean, during last year, you know, we knew there was going to be a lockout. It wasn't going to be a lot of change. That's six or seven. That's our league anymore. Every 2 years, you're going to flip six or seven coaches.
Okay. So it's consistent.
Nah, it's what they do.
Okay. We want to also mention FRX, the fantasy football season extended with Play the Draft. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's about drafting, really. And last time I checked, you always have to have a draft. The draft is more important than free agency, even in fantasy football. And the thing you got to realize, draft a good quarterback, please, so you can win games.
Okay. Beautiful stuff. Herman, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. He is Herman Edwards, ESPN analyst, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Radio Row at Super Bowl 46 in Indianapolis. More coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
5 tips for tax season provided by Liberty Ford. 1. Receive your tax return. 2. Go to any Liberty Ford location. 3. Find the pre-owned vehicle that fits your needs. 4. Get approved with Liberty's guaranteed financing. 5. Drive home in your new vehicle. It's that simple. Visit LibertyFord.com to search hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, all makes and models, with special internet pricing, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Ben, Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Hey Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your ways. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
Med and NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Be one of the first 15,000, and you'll get a $25 voucher toward dinner, too. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Now at the Home Depot, get a Valencia bath vanity for the new lower price of $199. For less than $200, you get the stylish hazelnut cabinet, the white porcelain sink, and the beautiful matching mirror. And you could get a whole new bathroom, because at our Savings Spectacular, you'll find get-it-done savings on faucets, fixtures, flooring, and more. Starting with a Valencia vanity, now $199. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
That is why I never underestimate a man wearing suspenders.
As my bartender pours a fresh-squeezed, skinny Ritatini, I return to my ahi tuna sashimi and to business trip serenity for $9.50. Fresh and light beginnings surround me, like the quick-fired shrimp kung pao bowl. It invites me to dance its dance of succulence. But the entree I have ordered is a jealous mistress, Kate's Wild Haddock, for just $17.90. Wood-grilled with lemon basil sauce, this work of art would make a Venetian sculptor quiver. And she arrives. When the bartender returns, he finds me speechless, though my glance says all there is to say. For we both speak the universal language of delicious.
Try our 6-ounce Angler Steak, choice sirloin, served with a salad inside, all for just $14.80.
Finally, a sirloin I can call sir. Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
In Cleveland, at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
For the first time in 3 years, the UFC welterweight division will have a new champion.
George St. Pierre's out,
and now Condit and Diaz are going to fight for the interim title.
Nick Diaz will battle former WEC welterweight champion Carlos Condit, UFC 143, live this Saturday night, only on pay-per-view.
UFC 143 on Time Warner Cable pay-per-view. Order with your remotes or call 1-800-CW-CABLE.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on location at the Super Bowl in Indianapolis, Indiana.
We're going to get to some answers to your questions that you submit via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages in a little bit. But first, we're going to have a little fun here in Indianapolis. And we're so pleased to welcome with us now the one and only Frank Caliendo from Fox Sports. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And, you know, I've always enjoyed the fact that Fox, thinking out of the box on this thing, to have the entertainment element that you bring to it. The show should be, of course, informative about football, but you bring a nice counterbalance because it's entertainment.
Yeah, you know, the theory always was that, you know, especially when I got it, because Jimmy Kimmel had come before me, and
sure,
he was the first true comedian in a football show. And then they wanted to go a little bit different direction after Jimmy, because there's, you know, there's different. ESPN has Kenny.
Right. Kenny Mayne, yeah.
Kenny Mayne, and, you know, everybody seems, CBS doesn't really have anything, I guess, but they can't. They can't do it. It's something different. And by the time the Sunday show comes around,
right,
ESPN, the network, has talked about everything as much as you can.
Right.
So they always looked at it as more as it's a magazine article rather than a newspaper article.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what my segment is. And then, you know, once we started making the picks against the guys, it gave a little bit more of a competition thing.
Right.
Because we didn't do that for a while. They used to do it with Kimmel, and then they stopped for a while, and then we brought it back. And I think that actually adds a little something to it, because we can call each other idiots and stuff like that.
And the impressions obviously really make it nothing more than when you do John Madden. I'm thinking, Frank, the fact that John isn't on television weekly anymore with NBC makes those who have need their Madden fix got to come to you, bro.
Well, you know, the thing is this. I do still say available at Walmart in the Philatech. And that Philatech OTC commercial always cracks me up. Because it's clearly the cable guy in this great, well-produced commercial. That's not flipping your burgers after the burger. Cut to available at Walmart. Doesn't even look the same.
It's not, it's not as crazy as the Terry Bradshaw Nutrisystem commercials. Like, I was so tired of looking fat and ugly. It doesn't help you look better. You still look the same, Terry.
I'm thinking he's still, there's some work
I
to do.
I believe it does.
He's not at his playing weight.
Yeah.
I don't think yet. But he's getting there. He's working at it.
Why does he think fat and ugly are going to be helped by Nutrisystem? How did I get to that? I don't remember how I went.
Oh, yeah. John Med, we were talking about that and trying to figure out where we're going with it. We never got to the point where we were going. And then, I mean, the thing about the game, the Super Bowl, if you know which game we're talking about, is I would be scared of Bill Belichick. 2 weeks to work on the game. That thing, that's the kind of thing that scares you. Also, the fact that Bill Belichick is starting every day to look and sound more like the Emperor from Star Wars. I mean,
he is.
And I know that he can shoot electricity out of his hands. I've seen him do it. And I think that if Rob Gronkowski, if he plays well, if he can come in and can play and doesn't seem like he has a high ankle sprain, that proves that Bill Belichick is a Sith Lord.
the special powers of healing.
Man, that's a Jedi mind trick right there. You do not feel the pain.
How much do you think, even out of broadcasting, does John miss Brett Favre? Because
I mean, I do miss Brett Favre. He sent me some texts, so I didn't look at them. But I think, but you see, sometimes players just have to move on. We have three guys with 5,000 yards this year. I mean, that's a lot of yards for guys to throw for. And I think it's a little bit of a different league. I mean, you're not allowed to hit anybody anymore.
Imagine, Madden, the tough thing for, I watch some of the older players, and the guys who played and stuff, and they watch, this is not the same game. But then again, the training and everything that everybody does is not the same either. You used to work hard, but you used to work hard as an athlete, right?
Sure, absolutely.
And now the training is such at a higher level than it's ever been before. The weights, the diets, and all that kind of stuff. It's a tough balance. It's tough to, you don't want people to get hurt,
right?
But you still want to see the game. But the rules have gotten so much tighter this year, right?
Absolutely.
That made it a little bit, I'm going to say, quote unquote, easier for quarterbacks and receivers.
Sure.
To take that with a grain of salt. But three guys at 5,000 yards, and that used to be, you never saw it.
It's definitely impacting the dynamic of the game. I mean, it's not just protecting guys, it's affecting the numbers.
And it's good for the game, but look at the Giants. Look at the defense they played in the last. And it seemed like the playoffs, and it is always this, right? The playoffs are always tougher football, right? It's always harder football,
faster.
Harder hits, faster everything. There weren't a ton of penalties from what I remember.
There wasn't
a ton of hitting penalties and stuff like that, even with the new interpretations of rules. So I guess you can legally do it, hit hard, and play fair in bounds of what they're allowing to play. So it can be done.
Frank Caliendo of Fox Sports is joining us. He's a comedian, of course, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Radio Row at Super Bowl 46. How many Super Bowls is this for you?
This is the fifth or sixth time I've been to a Super Bowl week. I mean, we had the game three times.
Right.
We don't have it this year. NBC has it. So, I've been around. It's pretty cool. It's funny when the players know me and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That makes me laugh. They go, "Hey, Frank," and I'm like, "Oh my gosh, that was Justin Tuck."
And then you got to do something. Which you do, you could naturally go into it. But I mean, you won't lose Madden, even though, again, his presence, and he's always there with the video.
I cut it down in my act, though.
Yeah,
I don't do that in Bush as much as I used to. Those would take up 30 minutes in an hour show.
Who are the current?
Barkley's really big.
What would his take be on the Super Bowl?
I'll tell you what, I really like to see two powerful teams. I think they really are the best two teams. Now, if I was playing, I would hit harder than the dude. But I think they're playing pretty well. And I only know so much about baseball, any sport. I don't know any of it. What are we playing? Football? Oh, I didn't even know that. Forget it. I don't know what I was talking about.
And you've been working on Shaq quite a bit.
I guess so. That's true, Shaq. I agree with you on that point. But why do you talk about COVID so much? That's enough. I've had enough of you, knucklehead.
Who else?
Morgan Freeman game? I've been doing, because I always explain the jokes with John Madden.
Right.
Now I narrate them as Morgan Freeman, you know. And that's when the audience realized that Frank Caliendo had finally gone nuts. Nobody was quite sure what he was talking about. Then again, neither was Frank. That's just the way it was.
He would see this, the storyline, right? Tom Brady versus Eli Manning. How would he, because there's something
could
in
there.
Could
be a fourth Super Bowl for Tom Brady. Possibly one of the most handsome men to play football since Terry Bradshaw. Of course, that was only in Terry Bradshaw's mind. Then there's Eli Manning, the little brother of Peyton Manning, about to come out and be the big man on campus. Well, we'll see how it all plays out. Will Gronkowski play? I tell you what, I'm going to the Super Bowl with my Visa card.
That's outstanding. Frank, thank you so much for taking a few minutes.
Any information, frankcaliendo.com at Frank Caliendo on Twitter.
I don't know if you know this, concert dates and such.
Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah. I have a place out in Cleveland because my wife is from Lorraine.
Oh, so, well, no, come on. Let's bring that now.
Yeah, so I'm out there in Avon Lake every once in a while.
Beautiful. So she's from there. Did that make you a Browns fan?
No, I grew up in Wisconsin. State law.
Yeah, you're
so she's still a Browns fan. Her whole family's still Browns fans.
Good.
I couldn't come to the dark side.
Well, at least we've got...
Which is the AFC.
We've got a Browns fan in the Caliendo family, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, I sit there with my son, and we watch TV, and we fight about it.
You saved the best for last, although the other stuff is pretty good. Frank, thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Appreciate it. Great stuff from Frank Caliendo. Is he entertaining or what? And I'm sitting here trying to just stay composed talking with the guy, and he just cracks you up, and it's great stuff. And now we got a Northeast Ohio connection. We find that out with his wife. Wonderful stuff. Frank Caliendo from Fox Sports, outstanding comedian. And your questions to me, Ask Vic, driven by Liberty Ford. We go into the mailbag from the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. This is from Drew from Facebook. Which is the higher priority for the Browns to address in the offseason, the offensive line or the running back position? He points out that having running backs become a surplus in the league if the team has a healthy, skilled, and cohesive offensive line. Are they a surplus, he's asking? And, if you have an average running back, can he excel running behind that line? I don't think talent at all positions has to count, Drew, more than anything else. I do think a really good line does bring up the quality of a back, regardless of that quality, but I don't think you make an average, ordinary back excellent. I think an excellent back is an excellent back. He's got to have those skills once he's through the hole and do some special things. So I would tell you that I would caution you that it's not just about the line. But priority-wise, I think it's harder to find good offensive linemen than it is to find a really good running back. I think they're rarer, really good old linemen. Jesse, what's your opinion on the NFL? This is going to come up tomorrow, by the way. The commissioner, Roger Goodell, is going to have his State of the League address, as he always does at the Super Bowl. Jesse, what is your opinion of the NFL playing regular season games overseas? How do you think Browns fans, Cleveland, would react to, quote, home games being played overseas? Tremendous question, Jesse. And teams that have played those overseas games, and even those who have played in other countries not going overseas, i.e. the Buffalo Bills playing in Toronto, their deal with Toronto to play games for over a five-year period has been very bothersome, I know for a fact, to Bills fans. And my connection with Buffalo and so forth, people have told me all the time, long-time rabid Bills fans, upset, won't refuse to go to those, quote, home games there because they don't want to support a Bills game being played out of the country and out of a home game being played away from Buffalo and away from Orchard Park. The flip side of that is it brings a ton of revenue to the football team. Now, as far as these games being played in London and the revenue that they bring to the NFL, again, good for the league, good for the teams in the league. I think you're going to get some controversy there. Some fans will be bothered by the fact that one of their eight home games is not played in their stadium. And there is something to be said for the home field advantage. The Bills fans, I know, were complaining that they didn't quite get, and their struggles, I think, had something to do with it as well, but quite get the support of the home field crowd because it's a mixed crowd a lot of times when you're talking about an international crowd. Terry, asks, will we have an effective offensive line next season? I think the line will be better, Terry. I think it's going to be better, A, because the younger players in that group, especially the guards, will be more experienced. That'll help. And I do think through drafting and perhaps through free agency, this team will improve itself there. So I think those two areas will make this line a better line. And I think the presence of Brad Childress, 33 years of the coaching experience, how this offense is put together, what it does in terms of allowing the quarterback to get the ball out faster and utilize those routes that are constructed within the West Coast offense on timing, on rhythm, will help a great deal. I don't know if it's dramatically better, but I think it's better. And I think also an improved running game is going to make the line look better and make the passing game work better. They all work hand in glove. So Jeff asks, who would be a better pick, Blackman, the wide receiver, or RG3, the quarterback? You know, and he says he's not sold on RG3. I think the receiver is maybe a less risky pick. And again, we're depending on where we're talking about this. At number four, or anything in that top three, four area, everybody's a really big risk because you made a big investment in a draft pick. So you don't know for sure what you're going to be getting, obviously. And a quarterback is always the biggest risk of all. But if you believe you've got a conviction that you've got a surefire guy, a game changer, a sea change at the position, a franchise player, you can't resist the quarterback. We want to thank Rich Eisen. We want to thank Herm Edwards and Scott Fujita. We also want to thank Frank Caliendo. And we want to thank Drew Boatner for his help, Michelle Manzo, Danielle Lavalle, and our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale, in the studio and out here with me, Will Bursch. He'll be up next with 3 Deep. Stick around for much more on ESPN 850 from the Super Bowl 46 in Indianapolis on ESPN 850 WKNR.